too, a double smile.
Yes.
We know about Jim the actor, the movie star, but
of course,
Jim the private Jim Carrey at home. What is your home? What is your home like? Life. What do you do when you go home?
Checkers champion.
Really?
No, I basically, I have a very normal kind of home life. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
I
don't know what normal is, actually. So, you know, to me, it's normal.
Yeah.
We have lots of dogs. We have three dogs now.
Right.
We have the Great Dane. We have the, there's a little kind of, I don't know if it's a lap, so I don't know what it is. White. It's got hair.
Huh.
And his name is Tom, and he had a problem. He was barking at everything that moved. I mean, not even if anything that moved, just grass growing. You know, and soon it just got so ridiculous. We would, you know, when he barked, we would say, "Oh, nobody's here." You know, Tom's barking. Nobody's here. And and he started barking at leaves falling from the trees. You know, leaf would come.
Right.
And it just got to be a problem. I was a nervous wreck. Every time he moved, you can't move fast because he would go insane, you know, which is a killer in my house because I'm constantly like... You know, he's just got to be ready for that kind of thing, you know? And, But he had this barking thing, and so Lauren and I decided to send him to school to learn how not to bark. Well, he came back, he was good as gold. He didn't bark at a damn thing, but he had this weird look on his face, like Nicholson at the end of Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Thank you. He was just a little strange, and I thought, well, and then I looked closer, and there was a little box on his collar, some kind of a box, and I said, well, what's that about? And they said, well, it gives him stimulation when he barks in order to keep him from barking again, like that. And I said, well, does it hurt him? And they said, no, it's just annoying. And, you know, and I said, okay. Well, one night I find myself at home alone.
Yeah.
And I'm watching TV, I'm looking at the dog, and I look at this bark collar, and I think to myself, well, you know, what kind of a pet detective would I be if I didn't try to put myself in his paw, you know? And so...
In his paw?
And so I got the little box, pulled it off his collar, and this is absolutely true, I actually put it against my neck and began to bark. I tried it out. I put it up there against my larynx, and I tried to quiet first. And it didn't work the first couple of times. Then it went. You know, and I did this a few times. I wanted to do it quite a few times because not only for the pure enjoyment, but also, you know, so that I know that he's not going to have long-term effects,
right,
you know, from it. And so, you know, if you're ever like on one of those Hollywood tours and you're outside some celebrity's house and you're wondering, like, what do they do inside there?
That's basically what goes on.
Welcome to the tour, ladies and gentlemen. On your left is the famous Jeff Goldblum's house.
Bark. Clint Eastwood can't even activate it with his voice.
Really?
No, it's too quiet.
No, it isn't.
Nothing happened.
He showed up.
Help me, Jay. I'm going into an impressionist bit.
No,
throw some water on me, quick.
That's good.
He showed up.
That was very impressive.
That was amazing. You know,
because walking down the street. You know, he doesn't have the entourage. He's just walking. I see Clint Eastwood walking down the street.
I know.
To go to your.
I was a philosopher.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a gentleman. He's such a great guy. You know, it's really true that I look up to him because he was one of the first guys I worked with, and you could never find anybody to say a bad word about Clint Eastwood, and he really is
one of those people that bring honor to this business.
Oh, yeah.
I love him, and I really, it's hard to, like, you know, to look for examples when you're a young actor. You know, you always see somebody, you glop onto him for a while, and you go, oh, that's a guy. I'm going to model myself after him. Next thing you know, he's in an airport with a gun. you know, doing all the cliche things, you know, that go wrong. And it's just nice to know that there's a guy out there who really is what he is.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the movie. Now, normally when someone comes on, they have a clip, they have to explain the clip. The nice thing about these movies, they don't even need explanation.
Not really.
I don't think
it can
be explained.
Not heavy on plot.
No, you watch and you laugh and you can pretty much figure out what's going on.
Yeah, like, who cares? Like, what is happening
here? It's a little movie.
You know?
What's happening here?
Here is, I'm practicing for the, never mind.
Yeah, all right, okay. You got the movie.
Yeah.
This is my audition, Kay.
Well, that'd be
but
it.
Anyway.
This is when you're in Africa.
This is when I'm driving. Of course, Ace is famous for his driving, and, you know, I had to keep the flame burning on this. And so,
let's take a look.
But basically, this is me driving.